Good morning, afternoon, or night. Whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you are having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. Today we're going to be talking about light. Thanks to human ingenuity, we have electricity, which lets us have control over one of the most important natural forces in the universe. Like most living things on Earth, we need light to live and function. The moment the power goes out, especially at night, all of us are scrambling for flashlights or candles, anything to bring back the light. I mean, if it's 10 p.m., then maybe for some of us, it's no big deal. We just go to bed. But let the power go out when daylight savings arrives and suddenly it's dark by 5 o'clock, then we're all scrambling for the next source of light we can find to turn on because we still got things to do. Although I wonder how true that is today, because if the Wi-Fi is out, or worse, your phone's battery is low, we're pretty much sitting ducks. We need light. And ever since humans discovered how to make fire, we have always been able to control light in some capacity. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about light and our relationship to it. Christians are meant to be a light in the world, yes. But let's take a look at a handful of verses because there's something important that they share in common that I want to share with you. Romans 13:12 says, "Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light." Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Let's pause right there. See how Romans says, "Let us and put on the armor of light," and then Matthew 5 says, "Let your light shine." Our relationship to light is that we have a choice to let it shine. Let's continue. Ephesians 5, 7 to 14. "Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." You see the relationship here? We are to walk as children of light. Walking is a deliberate action that comes from a choice. We could choose not to walk. We could choose to be like those in darkness. And then there's Psalm 119, 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We all know and love this verse. In this case, the Bible is talking about God's word being a lamp to our feet and light to our path. It's such an interesting choice of words because a lamp is something that is held by someone. If we have the lamp because we have the light of Christ within us, we can use it to light our path. Of course, we could choose to not shine that light, but to push this metaphor further, even if God is the one holding the lamp and we are following Him on the path of life, there is always the choice to follow Him or get left in the darkness. In fact, John 12:35 says, "So Jesus said to them, 'For a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes.'" We are to walk in and with the light. We have a choice in how we interact with the light given to us. But notice how nowhere in those verses does it say someone else can take the light from you. Notice how nowhere does it say someone else can take your choice away or make the choice for you in how you interact with the light. You make the choice to put on the armor. You make the choice to walk in the light, to follow the lamp's light. You make the choice to let your light shine. The switch is in your hands, your control. And praise God, there will never be a spiritual power outage because the source of His light is eternal. But only you choose to shine and follow it. Why am I saying all of this? Because sometimes we say things like, "He or she stole my joy. He or she almost made me lose my Christianity." Or my favorite, "The devil made me do it." Sometimes people provoke us or rub us the wrong way, and we end up blaming them for our reactions or thoughts. But if we are following the light of Christ, if we have His light within us, if we are shining His light, then no one has control over that light but us. Again, we control how closely we are following Christ. We choose to keep His light within us, and we choose to shine His light either at all times or when we want to. No one takes that choice or makes it for us. No one has the power over your relationship with Christ, and so no one has the power over the light given to you but you. Or to put it another way, no one has any power over you but the power you give them. So don't give them power over your life. You gave that to God when you chose to accept His light. Now choose to let the light of Christ shine in and through you, especially when it's most difficult. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.